Kalpesh ji, we cannot hear you.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So let us say the verse again. We are saying the verse. We are going to do some rules again today, but just start with the verse. Siddhisadhye satamastu prasadatasya durjatehe janvi phenale keva yanmurdhni shashinakala. So just a quick recap. There are when two letters, varna, they come in close proximity of each other, that juxtaposition is called samhita. And samhita has to be resolved. Samhitayam. That samhita has to be resolved. Just give me 1 second, okay, everybody, 1 second. Okay. So Mukunji online, can you please mute? Okay, I'm going to mute you. Boom. So we were looking at the sandhi roots. Okay. Yes. You have a question. Close proximity with each other. That phenomena is called samhita. Whenever two letters come in close proximity with each other, right? Varnanam atishaitaha samipyam. When varnas, they are very close proximity of each other. That means they are enunciated one after the other. Immediately after this. Now, it is, as we said, samhita ekpade nitya, nitya dhatu pasargayoho, nitya samase. In a samasa, always. Inside a word, always. Between a prefix and a dhatu, always. Other times, you may bring them close. Let's say, now, Ramaha gachati. Right? So, Ramaha gachati, you may decide to bring them close and say it in a single word. Single sentence, in a sentence, the two words can be brought close and said one after the other. Then you say Ramo Gachati. Now you do a Sandhi rule and say Ramo Gachati. Okay. If you're not doing a Sandhi rule and then you're going to break it up, then say Ramaha Gachati. Then it's correct. But if you're doing a Sandhi, if you're bringing them, let's say you have another example based on what you have learned. Lata Agachati. Lata Akaranta. Agachati. Okay. So now when you were supposed to do them together and say it, you will say Lata Gachati. Okay. Now what does it sound like? Lata Gachati. But Lata Gachati, and if you break it, then you have to say Lata Agachati. That Akara, that Sandhi rule that happened is optional in a sentence. But in that La and Ta, that there is no optionality. Agacha, right? There is no optionality. Agachati has to be said altogether on its own. Okay? But between the words, it is optional. You may decide to put a pause there. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one more question here for our online friends is that some here. One of our friend tried to go online and Saroja tried to go online and was not able to access the online notes. Okay. So let me just walk you through what to do. All of you, by the way, tomorrow, if you come a little earlier, maybe 10, 15 minutes earlier, I'm going to request our our control room also, friends, to come a little earlier. In 15 minutes, I will show you how to use the keyboard. Okay, tomorrow or Sunday, there's nothing like that. I will check with them and then carry for you. But otherwise, why don't we come at 2 o'clock itself? Same 2:15, 2:30. Whenever you come, I will try to show you the audio, the keyboard. I think there is some requirement how to do the keyboard. If not tomorrow, we will do it on Sunday. Okay, one of the days we will do it. During the class timing itself, don't plan to come early. Now, what I want to show you is that you go to the website. The website is, actually it's a link, it's not a website. It is tinyurl.com. Okay, this is a temporary link. Okay, this link will go away after some time. Link will go away, the contents will not. AVG Sanskrit, okay, -2020, isn't it? So when you go there, you will be put into one of my Dropbox folder, something like this. Not like this, because right now it's my logged in account. So something like this, you will see a few directories like this. Okay, when you see the few directories like this, there's a readme.pdf. Try to read that readme.pdf. Once you go into the readme.pdf, you will have a link here, which is the link to the notes. Okay, and that link to the notes will put you into the Evernote notes that I'm typing. So what happens is that I have an Evernote account here, and in that I have multiple notebooks, and whichever notebook I decide to share, it gets shared. Okay, and when it gets shared, it gives me a public link. What happens is that in the Evernote application that I have all of these different notes for different classes. And one of the class notes that we have right now is which one? Hitopadesha, right? So there'll be some Hitopadesha somewhere here. And that Hitopadesha, AVG Sanskrit 2020, that is a link name I have. And in that I'm typing these notes as it is. And this AVG Sanskrit 2020 is what I'm sharing here. Okay, and you can all access that AVG Sanskrit -2020. Okay, and once you access that, you should be able to see all the notes. Some iPad problems might be there. We have to look into why those problems are there. Okay, and yeah, you got it? Good. Any other questions? Okay, no other questions. Okay, let us go back to our Sandhi rules. And in our Sandhi rules, you can see the beauty of Maheshwarani Sutrani now. Why those rules that we are showing you. Later on, if you decide to do Panini Sutras also, these rules are exactly identical to Panini Sutras. Okay, this is how the Panini Sutras are. The formula that I'm writing, they are actually Panini Sutras. And the number is telling you what the Sutra number is. Okay. You need not worry about Panini Sutras. As long as you're understanding what is happening. If you're not understanding what is happening, look at the examples that have been given. I will try to type as many as possible. But as we go further, we will study a few more examples. Okay?
Alpeshji, so, I have a question.
Yes, there's one online question. Go ahead, Amma.
Yes, you just said the Sandhi Lata Agachadi. So it becomes Lata Agachadi, right? So when we see that Lata Agachadi, we could split it as Lata Gachati also, right? Because the two R's become, so that we have to, we don't know whether she is going or coming then.
You're right. So that is why the Sandhi rule in that case, if you're writing it up, you may decide to, the question that is asked is Lata Agachati. Could be Lata Gachati or could be Lata Agachati? How do we know the difference? You don't know the difference. Okay, especially in Bhashyam, there will be many such discussions will come where some commentators will take that some commentators will remove the
right,
especially for avidya. Is it apara? Is it what I have, for example, it will be mithya vidya. Okay, is it mithya avidya or is it mithya vidya? That type of discussion. And sometimes the commentators will take both the scenarios and explain you.
Okay.
So in your case, what you can do, poetry, that's not a problem. Poetry, the problem is you'll have to do A Gachati Lata.
Right.
Okay. or why even use agachati. Okay. It was before, good before. Okay. Agachati lata. So that there is no answer. There is no solution for that.
Right.
Om. Good. I was able to move the talking away. No more talking. So we studied some sandhi rules yesterday. Okay, just a recap. We studied a yan sandhi rule. Then we studied what is yanta, yanta, vanta, adesha. Okay, yanta, vanta, adesha. That sandhi rule we studied. We study this sandhi rule also called echo yava yava. Okay, don't worry. Third sandhi rule we studied was a guna sandhi. Right? Where your avarna is followed with an ach letter. Okay, we saw an ach letter. A plus E will become A. A plus U will become O. A plus E will also become A. And A plus U will become O. A plus R will become R. A plus R will become AL. I'm telling you in a simplest format. There are a lot of complications there, which we don't have to worry about at this point of time. We worry about them as we try to study Vyakaranam more in more detail later. So that is a Guna Sandhi. Then after Guna Sandhi, the next Sandhi that I mentioned about, the fourth Sandhi, is called Vruddhi Sandhi. Okay. You follow? So Vruddhi Sandhi. So Vruddhi Sandhi, first of all, what is a Vruddhi? I told you yesterday that the Guna letters are A, A, and O. These are Guna letters. What are the Vruddhi letters? Okay. Basically, you add an A to the Guna letter. A plus A will give you A. A plus A will give you I. A plus O will give you AU. Okay. So Vruddhi is the max. You start with A, is your Guna. And you add an A before A, is A, that is your Vruddhi. You take an A is your Guna. You add an A before A, will give you I. So I is your Vruddhi. So A, I, and AU are your Vruddhi letters. Okay. So what is the Vruddhi Sandhi that we have to study? The Avarna or A varna, when it is followed by A varna or I varna. Okay. Then what happens is that both of these will be replaced with I. Okay. Or an A varna or an A varna is followed with O varna or an AU varna. And both of them will be replaced with AU. Why is it called Vruddhi? Because I is your Adesha. Or AU is your Adesha. When I or AU are your Adeshas, okay, that is called a Vruddhi. Vruddhi is your Adesha, it's a Vruddhi Sandhi. It will be very easy when we look at an example. Okay. Sometimes because of the light, I may not be able to see it. Okay, you may just call out or something. Adesha, okay. The question that is asked is, what is Adesha? We looked at a few things, okay. Let me just revise that for you. The location where a grammatical modification happens is called sthani. Okay, location where modification happens. So for example, when I say A plus A becomes A, right? Then that both of those A are called sthani because that is where the modification happens, right? And when a modification that is happening and that modification is a replacement, then that is called Adesha. Adeshaha is a replacement modification that occurs. Okay, basically whatever the replacement is, right? You replace A plus A with A, then A is your replacement. You replace A plus E with A, then A is your replacement. In the place of ik, you replace with yan, then yan is your replacement. So yan is a yan adesha. Ayadesha, avadesha, okay. then gunadesha, and here it is vruddhi sandhi. It is vruddhi is your adesha. What is vruddhi? A, O, A, I, and Au. These are your vruddhi letters. Okay, when they come as an adesha, it's called vruddhi adesha. Okay, and that type of a sandhi is called a vruddhi sandhi. Some naming convention. I think this, because there are so many sandhis, is trying to do some classification. And the classification that one of these authors is trying to do is based on what is the adeshas coming. Okay? So, thani and adesha. Sometimes you don't get an adesha, you get an addendum, something that you add. Okay? That is called agama. This will come later. Okay? Agama is an addendum. Something that gets, usually something means it's not something that gets, some letters or some vowel or some consonant or some akshara, you know, some syllable that gets appended. Okay, it gets added. Why am I saying addendum? Because sometimes it can get appended, sometimes it can get prepended. If it's coming before, it's a prepend. If it comes after, it's an append. So I'm calling it as an addendum. Okay, something that comes and added. Sometimes some letter will just go away. That what letter goes away is called lopaha. Lopaha means disappearance. Of letter, vowel, letter or varna, or basically letter or syllable, words. It just disappears in grammar rules. Okay? When these changes, these are all the changes that happen. These are grammatical changes. They may be either phonetic, or the grammatical changes may be because of the modifications that are being brought in. Right? They are the rules of morphology. They are called the rules of morphology. Many languages have that rule. Right? For example, READ, read. Right? Okay. But in the past, it will be what? Red. How do you spell red? R-E-A-D. Right? So now what happens is that this is actually a spoken morphology where read becomes red, which means in the past tense. So that type of changes happen. Languages happen. It happens. Okay. Eligible. Eligible will be, what is spelling with me? E-L-L-I-G-L-E-G-G-I-B-L-E. Eligible. Right? Now, if you want to do, get the ability added to that, eligibility, in that case, the last E will be removed and will be replaced with I-B-I-T-Y. Okay, am I making sense? So that type of modifications is seen in many languages. Okay, so grammar in Vyakaranam, Sanskritam grammar, these modifications are very well pronounced, very well defined. It's very black and white. It is either there or not there. If it's there, then what is it? There are thousands of modifications, right? But slowly, slowly you start looking at some of them and there's a pattern. And when we start looking at the pattern, even if we start looking and understanding at least 60, 70, 80% of the pattern, most of the words that you will ever come across, you have already covered. There will be some exceptions which you may not know, but you will still know, oh, this is an exception. I told you initially when we started, our goal in these few weeks is try to attempt to look at the beauty of the language as opposed to being able to cover and understand the whole language. Even if at all at the end of this 6 to 8 weeks or 9 weeks, you're able to look up a dictionary and sort of look up a word, right? And gather at least some fundamental meaning of those words, it will be a good achievement. And that is what we aim to strive for in the next upcoming classes. But some of these details for sandhi rules, right, they are very, very much required. I mean, this is something that hurdle, we have to go over it in detail. Okay, so let's do the sandhi rules. So vruddhi sandhi. In vruddhi sandhi, we said a or a, when followed by a or I, it gets replaced with I. Both of them get replaced. A or a, followed by o or au, it get replaced with what? Au. Eka, eka. Eka plus eka. Ek ekam. Okay. Becomes what? becomes ek, ek, I'm just breaking it up, ekam becomes a, and a will get replaced with I adesha. Ek, I, kam. Ek, tai, kam. You see this? This is an example where a and a is replaced by a vruddhi I. Okay? So a when followed by a will be replaced with a vruddhi. That will be I. Ek, I, kam. Another example. Tava, your Aishwaryam. This is an example where Tav A is followed with an I. Shwaryam. Okay, again same. Tava Aishwaryam. Tavai Shwaryam. Okay, first example was A plus A. Second example is A plus I. Gets replaced with I again. No, I don't want you to help me. It is Siri. Siri is trying to help me. Okay, this is an example. Okay, then Sada. Sada plus Eva. Sada plus Eva. Sad I va. Sadaiva. Okay, again, here also, here is an example where you have A and A is followed by A. You get what? I adesha. Let's look at some example for Maha plus Aishwaryam. Maha plus Aish, Aishwaryam becomes Maheshwaryam. Okay, I'm going the shorter route now. It is A plus I becomes I. Okay, both the prior A and the latter I, both of them are replaced with I. Remember we said sometimes the rules where you'll have the prior gets replaced. Sometimes you'll get only the latter gets replaced. Sometimes both will get replaced. Some of the Sandhi rules, neither will get replaced. There are these different alternatives. In this scenario, both are getting replaced. So in Vruddhi Sandhi, the prior and the latter both get replaced with the Vruddhi. That is an example of a of I. Let's see the example for A and A. Tasya plus Odanaha. His rice. Okay. Then it becomes what? Tasya A plus O Danaha. Tasya Au Danaha. You see that? Tasya Au Danaha. So here it is an example of A and O gets replaced with Au. Tasyaudanaha. Mama plus aushadham. A and O. Are you guys okay with this now? I don't need to expand it every time now, right? We're getting close with A and O. A and O will become what? Mamau shadham. Okay. Let's see. Ganga. Ganga plus Ogaha. Gangaugha. Okay. Let's see one more. Maha plus Autsukhyam. Mahautsukhyam. Okay. You tell me one thing. Krishna plus Ekatvam. What will it be? Yes. Krishnaikatvam. Okay. Then Drushtva plus Etat. Drushtva plus Etat. What will become? drushtvaitat. Drusht. Okay. Let's do one more. Okay. Rakta plus Oshadhi. Raktaushadhi. Raktaushadhi. Very good. Okay. How about we take one word? Okay. Take one word and we say Maivam. Can any one of you break it? Maivam. Huh? Maha. How do you get ha hakara from? Ma. Ma plus evam will become maivam. A and A you got replaced with I. Maivam. Okay. It is very simple. Tathaiva. Yes. Tatha plus eva becomes tathaiva. Okay. Somebody online was trying to say something? Okay. So those are the examples. Okay. So that takes care of. Then we also saw number 5. Okay, let's make a rule for this. Okay, the rule for this would be, somebody online, Mukunji, can you mute please? Or if you have a question, please go ahead and ask. No. No, I'm not able to hear your question clearly. I'm sorry. Your audio is not audible. Maybe you can try to see if you can do a call in using a phone. Change the audio to call using the phone. I'm not able to hear you. Sorry, I had to mute you again. Okay. Let us try to bring in the rule. The rule in the format that we are doing, right? The avarna or avarna is followed by an H varna, right? An H is what? A ong I ouch. You remember H? A ong I ouch. So that is the rule. So avarna is followed by an H varna. Then what happens is that both of them will be replaced with a vriddhi. Okay, so let us see where all the operations are happening. Okay, this is also is getting underlined, and this both of them will get a replace. Right? This is our notation between you and me. Okay, and then this is the modification that comes. You see the difference between Yan Sandhi and this? In the Yan Sandhi, you had the ik followed with an ach. Ik got replaced with a yan and the ach remained as it is. Ach was only the nimitta. Whereas here, Purva and Para, the a and followed with an h, the both of them will be replaced with a vruddhi. The question you will ask is, which vruddhi should you replace with? It is obvious. Okay. It is obvious. The sthana is what you have to look at. A is kantha. A is kantha talu. So then your replacement also will be a kantha talu. Okay? Am I making sense? Yes? No? A kantha. Kantha means guttural. Okay? So you the handouts that are there, in that you try to see if you can identify. Yeah. You got a printout? Very good. Okay? You try to see. The link also is there. we try to see whether if you can identify what is kantha, what is talu, right? There are the only way you remember is by memorizing it. Akuha visarjaniya nam kantha, ichuya shanam talu, rutu rashanam murda, lutu lasanam dantaha, upu padmaniya nam oshtau. Okay, jivha muliyasya jivha mulam, nasika anuswarasya, edaitoho kantha talu, odautoho kanthoshtam, vakarasya dantoshtam. So these are the various various snippets, memorizing tricks to sort of memorize them. But you need to know where does the letter originate from. And those handouts has those details about where. So kantha, talu, murda, danta, oshtav, these are the locations. Right? And whenever you have a replacement that is coming, that replacement has either a multiple replacement. So in this case, what is happening is that A and A, these are guttural sounds. Gutturals means kantha sounds, right? Are replaced with H. What are the H? H is A, I, O, Au. These are your H letters. Now, what are the vriddhi letters? The vriddhi letters are what? They are I, and Au. These are your vriddhi letters. Okay. So if this is A and A, let us go back again. A and A. Okay. Now I'm going to write down the location. A and A are both kantha. They are guttural. Right? And it's followed with a letter. The A is kantha talu. Okay. I is kantha talu. O is kantha oshtham. Au is kantha oshtham. Okay? You follow? Is replaced with A, which is a kantha, and I is kantha talu, and au is kantha oshtam. So now what you do is you pick up a letter. Okay. You pick up, say, letter number here, right? I'm picking it up for you. This A is followed with O, right? Now one of them comes as a replacement. Okay. So if A is kantha, right, is followed with O is kantha oshtam, then which one of this will come as a replacement? Kantha oshtav. Right? That is how the rules get understood. This happens even in the yan sandhi. All sandhis, this is what happens. You have to find out what is the location. When you have multiple adeshas, the adesha which is closest to the sthani, the adesha which is in location wise closest to sthani is the adesha that will come. That's how the rules get simplified. Okay, yes, what is your question? No. Okay, so the question is asked, do the squiggly letters tell you both are getting changed or what, right? No, answer is no. What is squiggly letters, right? I'm calling it brace brackets. The brace brackets signify an adesha. Okay. The square brackets which are marked in yellow are the sthani. Okay. And if it's just a square bracket, maybe I will change a square bracket to like round brackets. If just a round bracket not marked with yellow, they are nimitta. That is what we saw in yan sandhi. Okay. But if I mark both as yellow, that means both are going to be replaced. Okay. Let us see, let us go back and correct ourselves from yesterday's class. Okay. So in the yan sandhi, in the rule, ik is followed with dissimilar ach. Okay, let's mark this as the thing. This is a nimitta. So that our brackets are unique. Here, this is your sthani because it's on the left side. And this is your adesha, which is on the right side, but it is in the brace bracket. Whereas the ach remains as it is. Because the ach is your nimitta. Ach is the cause for because of the sandhi. But it doesn't take, itself doesn't take part in the sandhi. Yantravanta sandhi, H is your sthani on the left side. And this is your adesha on the right side. Okay. And this is your nimitta. some notation. What will happen is that as we go further, these notations will keep expanding. And then you'll find, once you look at the notation, you'll immediately know, okay, what is to be done. Hopefully. In Gunasandhi, both of them. Okay, let us mark this also as yellow. Right? This is, and this, both of them are going to be replaced. Okay? In Vruddhi Sandhi, what we are looking at now, also the same thing happens. Both of them get replaced. Okay. Let us quickly revise our number fifth Sandhi that we did last time. Okay. We did fifth, not last time, the one before that. Probably you missed it. Okay, which is Savarna. Savarna. This is the first one we did. Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. What did we do here? We said that whenever you have, I'm just going to give you the formula because you have already done it. Whenever you have an ak, okay, is followed with a Savarna ak. Okay, what happens? You get an adesha, which is a dirgha adesha. Okay, so we won't know what is an ak. Ak is a-e-u-ril-r. What is a savarna ak? The ak, if it is a, then what should be followed with another a or a? That is a savarna ak. If it is e, then it's followed with a savarna e, e or e. That's a savarna e. Right, and if it is the Zoom meeting link is not a hyperlink, it is not accessible to copy. Can type question, can type the question. I cannot hear the audio. Is it muted? No, that is probably at 232. Okay. Kumarji, can you please repeat your question? I'm not able to follow your question. Okay, we'll go over the question later. You can unmute and ask the question. Okay. Okay. Or we can go over it later.
Okay,
also.
Okay. I can tell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Whatever in that Evernote, that link, when I try to overlink, and it doesn't go to the link at the browser. So actually, I try to copy it. It is not accessible. As like Evernote, it's not showing in the blue line, underline. You see, hyperlink like that.
Okay, let me go to the website again. Okay, 1 second. Okay. Hmm. So you're going here, right?
Yeah.
Do you see this as a link?
Yeah. Yeah. If you click, it will take to the browser and open the Evernote. That's quite easy. But when I try to go to the other thing, other link, that link is not
this
going.
One. Oh, ah. I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try to fix this. Okay. I'll try to fix this over the weekend.
Hmm? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. But you're able to take this and copy and paste it, right?
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. The Zoom link is also available from the website. Hmm?
Thank you.
Yeah. Just can actually go to, I will go ahead and correct it, but thank you for your this thing. Also, if at all you are not already a member of it, then go ahead and add yourself to Vyakarna Vichara group.
Okay, thank you.
This is a Google group called Vyakarna Vichara group. Go ahead and add yourself to that group.
Okay.
And that way you can go and search all of this information is already available there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Let us go back to where we are. Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay, so we looked at Savarna Dirgha Sandhi and we saw a few examples here, right? For Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Let's see what is the next. Okay. Can one of you try to break up the Sandhi? Alpha para. Alpha. No, don't ask me. You tell me the answer. Huh? Alpa a.
Aparadha.
No, that won't work. Okay. It will have to break. Of course, there will be two possibilities of breaking. Okay. One possibility of breaking would be alpha plus, what are the possibilities? Let us do that. Okay. Alpha aparadha. One possibility. Alpha aparadha. Okay. Mukunji, I'm not able to hear you with your audio. One request would be that you try to connect using a phone. Okay. I am not understanding what you're saying. I'm going to again try to mute you, okay? I'm sorry. Alpa plus aparadha, okay? And yeah, other possibilities, alpa aparadha, alpa aparadha. What are the other possibilities? Anybody? These are the possibilities which we came up with. What are the other? I didn't say any, only one of them is correct. Okay. Others are not correct. But what are the other possibilities? I can give you four more possibilities. Okay. Alpa, alpapa, ra, adhaha. Because there is an A here also, right? Dirga is an A here also. So that also can be broken up. Of course, you will not do that. Because why you will not do it? Because aparadha you know. Alpa also you know. So that is how you are able to break sandhis. If you don't know the words, you cannot break the sandhis. Okay? To answer your question which you asked me a few days back. Okay? So you will be able to break it because you know, okay, this is what is the other words. So you will be able to break it. Okay? So, of course, all of these are incorrect. What is right is alpa plus aparadha. It comes alpa aparadha. Okay. Like, look at this one. Muni. Munindra. What are possibilities? Again, four possibilities, right? But what will you do? You will do Muni plus Indraha. Okay. We will do when we do Hitopadesha, we will look for these examples. Asti plus idam will become what? Astidam. Asti plus idam will become astidam. Okay, let us go and see some more sandhis. The sixth sandhi is called Purva Rupa Sandhi. Okay, what is Purva Rupa Sandhi? In this Purva Rupa Sandhi, the latter will get dropped and both prior and latter will be replaced with the prior. You follow? Prior and latter will be both replaced with the prior. Okay, let us see what happens. A plus O or, okay, A or O, when it is followed with kara, not avarna, only a. You follow? When I say avarna, it means all the 18 forms of a. Okay? But when I say a, I want to say only the 6 forms of a. That means hraswa a. Okay? If I want to say hraswa a, language allows me to call it as just at. Ta is only a marker to tell it's only short a. Make sense? Everybody? Okay. So I'm going to say not a, but when followed with at. At means it negates dirga and negates pluta. The at. If I say at, at it negates rasva and negates pluta. At. If I say it means it negates dirga ikara. Or if I say eat, that means it negates rasva ikara. That ta when you do, that means you are only referring to either short, long or prolate. Okay. When I say at means it's only short. So when you have A or O followed with an at, it will be replaced with A or O. That is what is the replacement. The at got dropped. Okay, and the at that get dropped is represented by a small letter like this. It's like an S, like looting letter. This letter is called Avagraha. Let us see an example. Okay, Ante plus Api. Okay, Mukunji, is your audio okay now?
Yes, audio is okay. I switch on to new computer and
very nice.
Audio, video, and my wife is also joined. We both are participating. Thank you.
Very nice. Okay, now your audio is very audible. Earlier, I'm sorry, I had to mute you a couple of times because I could not hear you clearly.
That's fine. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so ante plus api. Okay, in this scenario, you have ant a plus a plus. Okay, so A plus A, when you have A plus A, right, this will be replaced by only A. Okay, whereas the A that got disappeared will be represented by this letter Avagraha. Now, if I'm going to request you to mute Mukunji.
I will.
It's too loud.
Okay, thank you. No, not too loud. What happens is that while I'm taking the class, I usually keep the volume very high. I can hear to what you are saying. Okay, so if at all you have a question, please feel free to unmute and ask the question. Ant A plus this Avagraha and P. Okay, will become Ante Avagraha P. Ante P. Okay, now when you say this together with the Sandhi, you will say it as Ante P. Shivoham. No, you don't pronounce it longer. You say ante pi. You don't say a. That a is dropped. Okay. That Avagraha represents the writer of the typer or the book writer is considerate. He will put that Avagraha. Sometimes they may not even put the Avagraha. Then you have to know. You don't say the akara. While you are saying the sandhi together, it will become ante pi. But are you able to hear it? I'm saying ante pi. Okay. When you break it up, it will become ante api. Okay. Let us see a couple of more examples. Okay. Say so plus ayam. So o plus ayam. So Avagraha yam. So yam. So ayam becomes so yam. Saha ayam devadattaha. So ayam devadattaha. So yam devadattaha. Shivaha. Shivaha becomes shivo. Shivo plus aham. Shiv O plus Aham. Shiv O Avagraha Ham. Shiv O Ham. Why did I take that example? Because you are very familiar with that. Shiv O Ham. Let us see one more. Ramo plus Ahasat becomes Ramo Hasat. Okay. Me plus Antike. Me Tike. So plus avadat. So that okay. There is another sandhi which is number 7. Okay, let us do form the rule for this. Okay, the rule for this will be whenever you have ing, ing. Go to Maheshwarani Sutranis. What is ing? Yes. A or au, right? No. I think it is, then it's not ing. It is ing is a ong. Okay, not a au, a and o. I was thinking, how come the Paniya Sutra is incorrect there? For a minute you had me there. No, that's okay. Good, you are trying. That is what is important. Yes, yes. It is good that you're trying. You should try. What am I doing? I'm trying to bring up the table. Right? Aong is ing. So aong is ing. So when you do ing, the sutra is ing of padanta gati. It has to be padanta ing. Okay. Let me put that also. Padanta ing. At the end of the pada, you have an ing. It's followed with what? It's followed with an at. At means hraswa akara. Okay. Then both of them will be replaced with a purva rupa. What is purva rupa? The prior. If the prior was A, the replacement will be A. If the prior was O, replacement will be O. Both of them will be replaced.
Question.
Yes, there's an online question. Go ahead.
How would you differentiate from Visarga Lopa Sandhi and this Purva Rupa, like Shivaha Aham? It can be.
So we will. Your good question. When we do the Visarga Sandhi after this, we will try to answer that. Is it okay if you hold that until Visarga Sandhi? No, actually, it is same thing only. But in Visarga is actually Sakara becoming Ukara, becoming Okara, then followed the Okara, the Akara gets dropped, and you get Inga Padanta Dati. Just a short answer. But let us do that after we do the Visarga Sandhi. Is it okay? Mukunji, is it okay?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yes, okay. Sure. Thank you. So Padanta Ing, when it is followed with an At, then Padanta, Aing and At will be replaced with a Purva Rupa. And that At which gets dropped, whenever an At, Akara or Akara gets dropped, is represented by that sign, S-like sign, is called Avagraha, that Avagraha sign. That Avagraha sign is not pronounced. Then why is it put? It's put there because the writer is a little considerate to the reader, so that the reader will know, okay, there was a Sandhi rule here, and this letter was there and is no longer there. Okay, but it sometimes and sometimes you may not even find the Avagraha. Padanta. Padanta means at the end of the pada. This is a Sandhi rule, ing of Padanta Dati, this Sandhi rule which you are talking about, this Pura Rupa Sandhi rule, it applies only to the ing which is ending at the end of a pada. If it is not at the end of the pada, then the A will be replaced with Ayadesha, Yantavanta Sandhi. Okay, you see that A is followed with an H, it should have been replaced with an Ayadesha. That is what happens if it is inside a pada. But if the A happens to be at the end of the pada, you won't get an Ayadesha. You will get this Sandhi rule. So this Sandhi rule overrides your Yantavanta Sandhi rule. The second Sandhi rule, right? These are exceptions. Now we will start looking at some of these exceptions. Okay? There is another Sandhi rule, which is Pararupa Sandhi rule. Tadarupa Sandhi rule is very similar to this. A followed with A and O will be replaced with A and O. The prior A will get dropped. Okay, you won't get I Adesha, Au Adesha. The Vruddhi will not happen. That type of Sandhi rule happens only in some rare cases. I'm going to skip that for now and take it up later. Okay. Even the Prakruti Bhava Sandhi rule also is something we'll take up later. Go ahead. What is your question online?
Kalpeshi, I have a question. What are the
Apadanta? What are the Apadanta? Apadanta means?
Oh, Apadanta. At is same as A?
Yeah. At, as I described earlier, At means it is a form which means refers to only the Raswa Akara.
Okay.
It's a notation. The Takara is a notation added to any vowel. The purpose of adding that takara to that vowel is to limit the scope of that vowel only for that particular time period. If it's a short. So if I were to say something like oot, that means it is only referring to dirgha ukara. Okay, the six forms of dirgha ukara. Okay, any other questions? So Mukunji will try to answer your Visarga question after we do the Visarga Sandhi rules. Yeah. Ut, oot, it, eat, at, eat, ait. Yeah, so that is fine. Just some notation. Because if I were to just say ah, you will bring in all the 18 forms of ah. That is fine. That's how grammar rules are, very specific. Okay, so we will continue with the Sandhi rules. Tomorrow we will try to get into the consonant Sandhi rules, Vyanjana. Okay, you please be prepared, because Vyanjana Sandhi rules are a little bit more involved discussions, unlike the Ach Sandhi rules. Okay, any other questions online? Any questions here? Very good. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu.
Just a comment. We are really enjoying your class and thorough teaching. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Kalpeshi, I would second that.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hari Om. I have the same opinion too.
Thank you.
Can I have a question?
Yes, Chitalji.
I want to know when we can say akara, yakara. It is 18, I know, but at is raswa, I know, but when we can use akara, ikara, ukara.
No, you always say akara, akara and all that only. What you are doing is correct. It's only in the grammar rules we bring in the at and others, okay? In non-grammar rules, when you're doing, you can just say akara, akara and stuff like that is good.
And in consonant, halanta, halanta, shabda, varnara, kakara.
Okay, why don't you, is it, can you type your question and come up next time? Shitalji?
Russian, okay. Thank you. Hari Om, thank you.